It's called the Pastor Protection Act. And in light of the ruling in Obergefell versus Hodges, its goal should be pretty clear: to ensure that pastors, ministers, and clergy members can't be forced into performing ceremonies that go against their religious beliefs. Sponsoring Republican Representative Nino Vitale of Urbana, west of Columbus, says while this is coming after the same-sex marriage decision, it's actually rooted in the ruling in the Hobby Lobby case, which said employers don't have to do things that go against their religious beliefs.
This law is really patterned off of that same federal language, and it really doesn't deal with homosexuality specifically. It deals with anything really that would have to do with protecting the conscience rights of a faith community.
Vitale says ministers in his district had come to him with their concerns about the ruling. Reverend Tim Throckmorton is the pastor at Crossroads Church in Circleville and is a board member of Citizens for Community Values, which helped put the amendment banning same-sex marriage in Ohio on the 2004 ballot. Throckmorton is not in Vitale's district, but he is worried because he says though there's language in the ruling that says clergy don't have to perform same-sex weddings, that language is only as good as the first lawsuit from a couple he would refuse to marry.
And if they would take that in the wrong way, get offended, perhaps they could issue a lawsuit, or a lawsuit could come toward our church or toward me. And then, you know, as it works its way up the court, I'm concerned because I don't feel the court made a good decision here.
But other church leaders disagree.
There will be no lawsuit. Someone who is gay will not go to a pastor who does not want to marry them. That's just crazy.
Reverend Tim Ahrens is the pastor of the First Congregational Church, United Church of Christ, in downtown Columbus, and has been working with those who've been promoting marriage equality.
You're only going to go to people who are favorable or friendly to you to do the wedding. So they're not in danger, and that's ridiculous. They need to just drop the initiative, and they need to get on with the work of the legislature, which is really to take care of education, care for the poor, and address the issues of Ohio. This is not an issue.
And Elizabeth Holford with Equality Ohio, the state's leading LGBT rights group, says there's no effort to force clergy into anything.
Well, I don't think that anybody is interested in altering the sanctity of individual private churches. That hasn't ever changed, and there's absolutely no reason to try to work through that.
But Holford says she and others who have backed marriage equality do have a new legislative goal, passing non-discrimination legislation.
We're specifically focused on both statewide legislature, the statewide legislative effort. And then in addition, we have just launched an effort to pass non-discrimination ordinances in every city and village across Ohio.
But Vitale says with his Pastor Protection Act, the goal is also to prevent discrimination and find a way for people to live together in what he calls a secular, tolerant culture.
So the effort behind this bill is really to get the groups that I think are going to be in conflict with each other and to allow them, I guess, to propose things to each other but not impose things on each other.
Vitale is still searching for co-sponsors for his bill, which he says is modeled after a measure that passed with overwhelming bipartisan support in Texas. Similar bills are before lawmakers in Alabama, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.